necrophilia has had a long history in England, and until recently, even that was covered up.
British entertainer Jimmy Savile victimized young girls on national television, openly flaunted abusing 177 patients between the ages of 5 and 75 at 41 hospitals, keeping their eyeballs as souvenirs.
Hospitals have rules with patients and things like that. Well, because I'm dyslexic when I want to be, I don't understand rules.
Jimmy Savile's victims have faced years of pain. We owe it to them and to our audiences to understand how this could have happened and to make sure that everything we do ensures that nothing like this could ever happen again.
Now, after decades of neglect, finally, England must now answer to why the powers that be quietly allowed mainly Pakistani, Kurdish, and Kosovoan Muslim men, according to court records, to form a network of sex trafficking rings all across Great Britain to sadistically rape thousands of English girls for roughly 4 decades.
We seem to be looking at millions of rapes of white and Sikh girls by Muslim men, only 222 of whom have been convicted since 2005. So, my lords, will the government ask our Muslim leaders whether the perpetrators can claim that their behaviour is sanctioned in the Quran and to issue a fatwa against it? And second, my lords, will the government encourage a national debate about the various interpretations of Islam? Can we talk about Islam without being accused of hate crime?
And when you look back to for example, the 1970s, we had something like 200,000 Muslims in Britain at that time. But every decade they've doubled since then. So the 200,000 became 400,000, became 800,000. We're now up to 3.2 million. But as they grow, they start demanding more and they start pushing more. And because they back this up with terrorism and with jihad, the government listens to them. You know, when Muhammad said, "I have been made victorious through terror," he's speaking absolutely the truth. And our government understands the fact that they are frightened of Islam. And they Islam pushes and our government buckles.
The most recent scandal, known as the Telford scandal, was a network of 200-plus Muslim men gang-raping local children. While another major incident known as the Rotherham scandal from 1997 to 2013 affected at least 1,400 children. Some had reported being doused with gasoline, witnessing violent rape, and had their families threatened if they talked. A 2013 inquiry into the Rotherham child sexual exploitation uncovered a local government unwilling to address the problem due to contempt for the working class, a fear of being deemed racist, and protection of its reputation.
There have been slave caravans and slave women and slave children being sold. For 6,000 plus years of recorded history in North Africa, in the Middle East, and in Central Asia. By the way, there other cultures were selling slaves as well. It's just those cultures never came up to the 21st century. Every major town has thousands of little girls and some boys trained, recruited, and then put into sex slavery by age 9, 10, 11. And if the parents, the poor parents, get uppity and say no, the police come and set them up and arrest them and have CPS, Child Protective Services, take their children. So they could cover it up for decades, but because of Tommy Robinson breaking the ice, blowing a hole in the lie, and not shutting up, others had the courage to go public. So the pedophile rings that run England, that's mainstream news, are really angry. So now they've ordered in the courts that no one report on the trials, period. Don't even say they exist. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming outside child grooming trial. This is Fox News. They were like, "Alex, there's not a ban on reporting on Tommy Robinson." And then they started commenting in the feeds going, "Oh, we apologize, there is. Oh, my God, you can do that in England?" Yeah.
UK groomer gangs fuel globalist chaos. That's the latest from John Bowne. And, yes, we will be talking about civil war in Britain today. It is popping off, folks.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
It's Monday, August 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas, on the eve of Armageddon. World War III, the worldwide civil war. We've been talking about the last 5 years. Seems to finally, possibly, actually be here. And that, of course, is combined with the conflict in Ukraine and what's going on in the Middle East to represent just a conflagration waiting to happen. It's just a big, giant pile of gasoline waiting for that match to land. We're, of course, going to talk extensively about what's going on in the UK and what exactly needs to happen there. I'm both tentatively excited that the English people are standing up for themselves, while simultaneously nauseatingly anxious that this is about to make January 6th look like a cakewalk, that they're about to roll out a command and control system that the West has never seen before. And so we'll get into exactly what needs to happen, what could happen, all of the various possibilities spiraling out into the future with the UK descending into just straight up civil war. Although it's not really civil war. Civil war is when nations fight themselves. This is an occupied, invaded nation fighting its own government to get rid of the foreigners. It's a very modern conflict. That's one way to put this. So we'll get into all of that and more on today's show. Your phone calls as well. Let's just get into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch. For Monday, the 5th of August, 2024, parts of England resemble a war zone after race massacre of three young girls. Southport, United Kingdom, civil unrest continues to grip large portions of the UK following a brutal and bloody race massacre of three young girls in Southport. The violence, which involves swarms of white and non-white demonstrators joined by black-clad Antifa, has so far engulfed the towns of Blackpool, Stoke-on-Trent, Hull, Leeds, Nottingham, Newcastle, Blackburn, and Liverpool, among others. According to reports on social media corroborated by significant amounts of cell phone video, Muslim attack squads are roaming the streets in places like Stoke, targeting white Britons with bats, hammers, and in some cases swords. Two white demonstrators were confirmed to have been wounded in such attacks, including one man who was interviewed while covered in blood. Despite the violence, British police appeared to do little to stop the race-based attacks and instead used force to protect Muslims while strongly urging them to surrender their weapons. We have tons of video footage of all of this. We will, of course, get to as much of it as possible. And we'll take a look at the story I just told, but from the liar's perspective. We'll look at the mainstream media and the way that they are portraying this. And it's mind blowing, folks. Stay tuned. I've got some crazy videos to show you, not just of the riots, but of the media atmosphere around it and how blatant their deception is. It really is shocking. Zero Hedge has this article today: Black Monday futures plummet As VIX hits 62, Japan suffers worst point drop in history. They say, good morning and welcome to the global market meltdown sparked by last week's catastrophic BOJ decision to hike rates by 0.15 BPS, which will in turn crush the 20 trillion yen carry trade. Long story short, futures across the board are down. The market is collapsing. Basically, every stock is dropping at a precipitous rate, except, of course, for things like Lockheed Martin, except for the weapons supplies, which are off the charts in the green. They are doing extremely well. So it's war. We're going to world war. That's what's happening. Meanwhile, Taliban gets $239 million in UF Afghanistan aid after State Department fails to vet awardees. Less than a year after Judicial Watch reported that the Taliban had established fake nonprofits to steal millions of dollars in U.S. aid to Afghanistan, a new investigation reveals that the terrorist group has also received hundreds of millions in development assistance from Uncle Sam because the State Department fails to properly vet award recipients. At least $239 million have filled the coffers of the extremists running the Islamic Republic since the 2021 U.S. military withdrawal, according to a report published this month by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. And it's just one of those things, isn't it? One of those things where if you misspell your address on some form, they'll crack down on you. If you mislabel your tax returns to keep $40 incidentally, prepare to go to jail. Somehow the Taliban's out here scamming $239 million from the U.S. government. Isn't that interesting? Hey, couldn't happen to a nicer crew of blokes. I just hope Lord Miles gets some of that change. Meanwhile, federal air marshal whistleblowers report Tulsi Gabbard actively under surveillance via Quiet Skies program. In case you thought it was just Donald Trump that represents a political threat to the establishment that's being dealt with in egregious and unconstitutional ways. An exclusive breaking story, several federal air marshal whistleblowers have come forward with information showing that former U.S. representative and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard is currently enrolled in the Quiet Skies program. Quiet Skies is a TSA surveillance program with its own compartmentalized suspect terrorist watch list. It is the same program being weaponized against J6 defendants and their families. Quiet Skies is allegedly used to protect traveling Americans from suspected domestic terrorists. The photo below is a screenshot from the actual target package used by the FAMS to surveil Gabbard. And the image can be found on the digital article. Nobody thinks Tulsi Gabbard is going to blow up a plane. Nobody ever has ever suspected Tulsi Gabbard of being an actual terroristic threat. It's just a label that they applied to her completely unfairly, completely without oversight or, having to prove anything. They can just, by fiat, declare you a terrorist, even when your only crime is to oppose them politically. That is tyranny. We live in a tyranny. We live in a totalitarian state. Slowly but surely, it's being built around us. We can end this stuff and suffer absolutely no consequences, or we can keep it going and just be slaves forever. I guess the choice is up to us. But when you have the American government using anti-terrorist programs to stop presidential candidates and high-powered political figures, or just to watch them, just to surveil them, just to track them, monitor them, it's the incrementalism that will kill us all in the end, and we're seeing it ratcheted up. And finally, we have this. Biden to meet with national security team ahead of anticipated Iranian attack against Israel. Tensions in the region are at an all-time high following last week's killing of senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. President Biden will meet with his national security team in the Situation Room Monday ahead of an anticipated Iranian attack against Israel. The meeting came a day after Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with his counterpart in Israel Sunday to reiterate U.S. support for the Jewish state as tensions escalate with Iran and its proxies, threatening a wider regional war after 10 months of fighting Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. That's one way to put it. Another way to put that is after a string of assassinations in countries surrounding it, Israel is now awaiting the blowback from their geopolitical decisions. We'll get back into that story in a little bit as well. But that's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go today to InfoWarsStore.com and get one of our fantastic supplements, any of our wonderful products, air filters, water filters, survival gear, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it keeps us on the air and in the fight. And I feel the weight of responsibility right now, as the mainstream media is, of course, deliberately obfuscating what is going on in the UK. And while I don't know what the path forward is. I don't know. Like, if I was suddenly given, if the lady in the lake handed to me Excalibur and said, "Free Britain, you know, all of the rioters are now at your command," what would you have them do? I don't know what I would say. I really don't. I don't know whether to encourage this because it's now or never, because if the trends continue as they have been, England is over forever, and that by starting this process, you have to go all in. I don't know if I should advise our listeners in the UK that, like, this is it. The die is cast. The Rubicon has been crossed. If you don't go all the way right now, it's going to be so much worse in the past. Because that is the truth. That is absolutely the truth. We'll show you videos. And we showed you them last week. Last week, we showed you Keir Starmer, the prime minister, giving a speech in which he laid out a terrifying and totalitarian array of surveillance operations to round up everybody involved in these protests. And following the expansion of those protests and the widening of the riots, he gave another speech in which he went even further in demonizing the native British protesting their own people being slaughtered in the streets. And so either these riots continue, the outrage escalates, the conflict grows stronger, and the British people actually get major concessions, like make major demands and get the government to adhere to those, and deportations begin and the boats are stopped and the entire system is cleansed of the, you know, I don't even know what to call it, the anti-racism, the fright that exists in it now that allows Muslim men to, you know, systematically and at an industrial scale kidnap and rape young British girls. Like, something has to be done to undo all of that, and this has to not end until something tangible and concrete is achieved. Because if they stop, it's going to be January 6th times 10,000. It's going to be January 6th, but in every city where these riots took place. We have so many videos of this, and I don't even know where to begin. Because there's a couple things. There's comparing what's going on in England now to what's going on, what happened in 2020, and what's happened many times since then. Comparing the response from the government to some native British people getting up in arms and getting mad and protesting versus how they were treated when it was Black Lives Matter. There's a lot of compare and contrast we can do there to, you know, comparing the grievances of one side versus the other. You know, one side is having their children's throats slit in the middle of the day at a summer camp. The other side is the same race as people that were once enslaved several centuries ago in a different country. So, we can compare sort of the grievances that's causing the riots versus the UK's response. We can also compare it to other conflicts around the world. We can compare this to what's going on in Ukraine and determine which cause is more just and righteous, which one of these conflicts, you know, represents the people rising up against a foreign occupier that's trying to destroy their country, and which side is just a NATO puppet being used as a proxy to weaken Russia. there's a million different, we could just compare, you know, we could just start looking, maybe we'll do this. We'll start looking at this story as if we're normies. Let's just imagine that you spent all weekend watching sports and you decide it's Monday morning. Let's check up on the news. What do we think's going on? You can go to Al Jazeera. This was the first thing that popped up in Google News today. This is how most normie people, your neighbors and family members, this is how they're getting the information. Far-right rioters attack asylum seekers' hotel in UK's Rotherham Tamworth. Far-right demonstrators have attacked at least two hotels housing asylum seekers as the United Kingdom grapples with its worst riots in 13 years. On Sunday, hundreds of people gathered near a Holiday Inn Express hotel used to house asylum seekers near the northern town of Rotherham, throwing bricks at police and breaking several hotel windows and then setting bins on fire. Far-right violence grips United Kingdom. Of course, this is Al Jazeera, but it's the same really across the board. And we actually have footage of this. Clip number 7, Holiday Inn at Tamworth, which houses illegals, being burned. But there's another, this is afterwards, is the aftermath of it being burned. But there's another shot of this where you can actually see the police standing by, standing in a line, basically allowing this to take place. Not sure if we, not sure what the number of that clip is, but we can find that. It's a little bit different of a story. And we can look at what Starmer's been saying. Let's go to clip 16 here. It's maybe not the easiest way to comprehend what he's saying, but I think the point comes across. It's two Keir Starmer speeches. The one on the left is in response to the Black Lives Matter riots. The one on the right is the response to the Southport riots. And they play both these simultaneously. And you can hear as he talks over himself how one side is played down to and coddled, not even criticized, while the other side is being threatened with total and utter destruction. Let's go now to clip number 16.
Be in no doubt,
I was shocked.
Those that have participated in this
violence, the killing of George Floyd,
will face the full force of the law.
President Trump,
the police,
and the US
will be making arrests.
To the peaceful
individuals
protests.
Will be held
to people
on
rightly
remand.
Demanding justice.
Charges will follow,
has been an affront to
and
humanity.
Convictions.
The last week has shone a spotlight.
I guarantee
on the racism,
you will regret taking part in this disorder
and injustice,
whether directly
experienced
or those whipping up this action online,
communities
and then
in the
run
US,
away themselves.
In the UK,
this is
and
not
across
protest.
The world.
It is organised, violent, thuggery.
Injustice anywhere,
and it has no
is a
place
threat to justice.
On our
A little bit different. Of course, Keir Starmer was pictured during the Black Lives Matter riots, kneeling and holding his fist in the air in solidarity. And think about how far removed these two conflicts are. These two, you know, the inspiration for the two riots. He's actually sitting there going, I too was shocked at the video of George Floyd being killed. No statement about being shocked about three little girls under the age of 10 being slaughtered by a knifeman from Rwanda.
And they weren't overdosing at that time.
They didn't happen to be overdosing at that moment. No.
Yeah, those girls died because they were murdered.
Yes, actually murdered. An actual act of injustice that should sicken your heart. Not this guy, though. No, this guy was sickened and shocked at George. So you've got a population of black people in the UK, literally nothing to do with the US. The problems don't even exist. Like, it's so far removed from reality. You've got this theme in America, this narrative of black police or black men being killed by police officers, just out there hunting them for you know, innocently chewing gum or whatever the lie is. That's not even true in America. And yet that lie about America is inspiring riots in the UK And Keir Starmer is saying, yes, this is all very valid and righteous and good, and riots are the language of the unheard, and we will give you whatever you want. Versus people who've had their daughters slaughtered in the streets, their response is outrageous and a bridge too far and have to be shut down with, you know, brutal and technologically horrifying shutdowns. And it is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So let's go to clip 14 here. Here's Keir Starmer again explaining that these riots, these protests, are being used as a sort of honeypot. Basically, if you participate in them, you will be arrested. And I remind you, they are still arresting people about January 6th. We are 4 years on from the dust-up at the Capitol in which the only people killed were Trump supporters. They are still rounding people up to this day. For the first time, people who like went there and were like, well, but I didn't do anything. Literally, last week, there's a guy, he was in the Capitol for 75 seconds, never touched anybody, never touched anything, in there for less than 2 minutes, turned around and left. And you know, for 4 years, it's just like, you know, why should I worry about it? I didn't do anything wrong. They're not coming after me. Well, little did they know, slowly but surely, working in the background, the FBI was on their way. And they've just arrested that guy under with terrorism charges. So imagine that times 10. It's not unlikely that if this uprising in the UK fails, it'll be 2034 and the regular people who like got off their job and went to show solidarity with people who's having their neighborhoods destroyed, their country overridden, their daughters slaughtered, they'll be rounded up. They'll get a nice visit from some 4-foot-tall woman in a police uniform to haul them away for corrective reprogramming. So let's go to clip number 14. Here's Keir Starmer.
Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law. The police will be making arrests. Individuals will be held on remand. Charges will follow and convictions will follow. I guarantee you will regret taking part in this disorder, whether directly or those whipping up this action online and then running away themselves. This is not protest. It is organised, violent thuggery. And it has no place on our streets or online.
So again, same thing that we covered last week. This is a this is it. I mean, this is the all-in poker hand. And that was the bluff. If you participate this, we'll round you up. Well, only if the movement loses steam. Only if it's able to be kettled and eviscerated. And we can show you, you know, who this guy really is. Clip number 10. And there's something to this. Here's Keir Starmer trying to throw punches in a gym.
I'm just trying to
whack
it. Yeah,
this
is good.
This guy.
That's it. I'm good.
Relax. Never thrown a punch in his life. It doesn't even look like he can stand up particularly well. It's these weak, pathetic men ordering the police to round up their fellow countrymen for protesting the death of children.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. What's happening in Britain? You know, part of me, wants to point out the trap that this really is. That everybody participating in the riots runs the risks of being January 6th. As they are announcing, they're rolling out these fake facial recognition programs. I mean, they have the totalitarian setup to systematically destroy these protests. On the other hand, Tommy Robinson led a march of 40,000 people through London like 2 weeks ago. He was arrested and detained and questioned for like 6 hours. They took his phone, you know, treated him like a complete criminal for doing that, and it did nothing, and it made no impact, and it made no difference. time and time again, the UK people have voted and tried to politically find a solution to this problem that was created through the political system in the first place. So I don't think they're in this position to not fight back. And now that this has started, you kind of have to go all in. You kind of can't stop until you get concessions, major, important concessions. And that, I guess, would be my first order as wielder of Excalibur, right? If I was in charge of all of these British patriotic forces, I would say, first of all, you need a list of demands. You need concrete, actionable demands. That's what Black Lives Matter did. That's what, you know, all these successful movements do. They don't have to be reasonable demands either. You got to make your demands known and set the conditions for peace. Without that, then it can go on indefinitely. I would also, if I was general of these forces, I'd say don't burn down illegal migrant hotels. That's where you get all these headlines, right? Like from Al Jazeera. Far-right rioters have attacked two hotels housing asylum seekers. And asylum seekers, these poor, beleaguered people fleeing war, and now their hotel is being burned down by these racists. The key to this is understanding that the info war doesn't stop once the fighting starts. That's when it's most important. That's when the information flow and the framing of narratives becomes more important than anything else. I'd say stop burning down the asylum seekers' buildings and start targeting the people that are actually responsible for this program. In other words, you're sitting there fighting the remote control car rather than the person wielding the remote control. And if you want things to change, it's not the asylum seekers that can change things. That's only going to get people more mad and feel sympathy for the asylum seekers. The people that can change things are in Whitehall. They're in London. They're in palaces. There's got to be some organization and coordination here for this to have any success, which is why they are focusing their crackdown on limiting the coordination and organization and communication that these groups can have. They understand the threat that this represents. And again, we can get into just the way that the coverage is completely lopsided. Some amazing video where the news announcer is saying they're bemoaning the far right, violent white English people. That's what she's talking about. While meanwhile, in the background, there are literal mobs of Muslims with swords and axes walking past her. But let me just make this point. The information war doesn't end when the violence begins. And what's going on in the UK has to be framed correctly. Obviously, they are trying desperately. Here's the video. Do we have the audio of this?
Park here, a big group ran off, looking for trouble, it looked like, to us. So we're just going to step away now from this group behind us. But a lot of disorder here, a lot of fear.
A group behind us. Yeah, it's a bunch of Muslims. So she's talking about the far-right activists, demonizing them, saying they're looking for a fight. And her shot is interrupted by about a dozen dudes holding giant metal poles and axes and swords. So that's the state of the, you know, portrayal of this. They're really desperately tying Tommy Robinson as the leader of this. And again, you almost have to admire the way that the media runs a narrative regardless of the evidence anywhere. So like Tommy Robinson is on vacation right now. Former English defense leader Tommy Robinson relaxes in five-star Cyprus hotel while fueling violence across the UK with inflammatory online posts. So in other words, Tommy Robinson being on a beach in Cyprus might make you think he's not the one organizing these riots, but that's where you're mistaken. No, it's actually just proof of how devious he is. It's like that skit I did of the boy who called, who cried wolf and Wolf, the boy who cried wolf. And, you know, this idea of like, well, the fact that we haven't seen the wolf, that just shows you how sneaky they are and how dangerous they are. It's like, no, you're using the absence of evidence as evidence. This makes no sense. So instead of the obvious conclusion of Tommy Robinson is a continent away on a beach, it's probably not him organizing this. Instead, they're saying Tommy Robinson is on a beach a continent away. Look at what a supervillain he is. Look at it. And yet he is still organizing and directing these riots.
What's even worse is Jada Franson. She's the leader of the British Freedom Party. She's casting shade on Tommy Robinson for whipping up these riots from Spain, but not participating in them, basically insinuating that he's a coward. And I looked at her profile. She's totally anti-Tommy Robinson. But, I mean, the fact that this guy doesn't participate in every single event, like, this is the OG right here. He doesn't even have his own real teeth. He lost his real teeth fighting in jail from being arrested, like, 1,000 times.
Yeah. And he was arrested, like last week.
Let the guy have a vacation. Jeez.
I know. But, again, that's the thing, is it's like, you would think him being in, they'd go, okay, well, we can't use him as the scapegoat. But no, instead. And you heard it in the Keir Starmer speech we just showed, where Keir Starmer's like, people, you know, riling this up and then running away. You know, he's ending it Tommy Robinson. They're all blaming Tommy Robinson on this in the same way that they were blaming Stuart Rhodes, despite having never gone into the Capitol, or the Proud Boys, despite their leader being literally in jail at the time January 6th happened. It's shocking the way that they're able to do this. Tommy Robinson's response, front page of the Daily Mail. Anyone who's followed my videos on here knows full well I've been calling for calm and deterring violence. Of course, don't expect the media to tell the truth. This is an attack to endanger my life by corrupt media. Because, of course, nobody knew where he was. But now in this, you know, heightened tension time period, they're writing articles going, this is the hotel he's in Cyprus. In case anybody wanted to go get him. He's causing, you know, civil war in the UK, in case anybody wants to deal with this issue that we're having. It's just like Trump putting up the video on January 6th saying, everybody be calm, go home, be peaceful. They take that down, ban him from the internet, and say he's the one that's responsible for the violence. It's the same playbook over and over.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. Some more of these videos here. Quick note on this Daily Mail article about how Tommy Robinson is somehow simultaneously laying on a beach in Cyprus and also solely responsible for the riots breaking out in the UK. And it just so happens that right above this, you know, the top headline story, at 55, I have finally admitted I hate being a mother and I resent all the sacrifices I've made. Just enemies of humanity. That's who these people are. The enemy. I would say this. There's two ways that these things go. Either they start off with a bang that then gets crushed, your January 6th style operation, where nothing of any value gets achieved through the riot or the protest or anything. It's not planned. It's just, you know, people being fed up with having their country overrun, with seeing foreigners in their country riot every week, and in response, the media and the government praising them, telling them how brave and powerful they are, and then giving them everything they want. And people see that and then just go out and want to express their anger about what's going on, only to suddenly find themselves deemed terrorists and sent to jail for decades. That's one way that things go. Another way that things go is they build momentum. As they continue forward, they're the snowball rolling down the hill. And UK is at an inflection point right now. Whether these protests continue to expand and get bigger, and the political pressure gets more massive, or whether they are crushed and fizzle out and go away. And the number one thing determining this is the perception through the mainstream media. if the English people can be convinced that this is a bunch of far-right thuggery, as they keep calling it, and that participation in this means you're a racist Nazi hooligan who will be sent to jail forever, well, then they're not going to show up. If instead the reality of this story is told, that the English people have been under systematic brutality for a long time, that they are very much at risk of losing their entire nation, and that it's imperative for just the average British person who wants to just have a normal, happy, peaceful life, that if they want to be able to send their kids to summer camp without the kid coming home in a body bag, then they need to get out in the street and insist that their government listen to them for once. And so obviously the media understands this, the enemy understands this, and the majority of their energy right now is being dedicated to framing this conflict as the far right versus decent, innocent people, as an expression of race hate rather than an occupied people rebelling against their occupiers. We can go to clip number three here. This is BBC abruptly ending the conversation with a former Met superintendent. That's Metropolitan Police. This is a former superintendent with the Metropolitan Police in London on BBC. And the instant he strays even an inch from the established mainstream narrative path, he is shut down ruthlessly. Let's watch.
And my family members are in the front line dealing with this. They're taking the brickbat. What I'm saying is you cannot... You have to be very careful now with tempers the way they are and people's sense of angst of what had gone on in the preceding couple of days where you'd had an army officer stabbed in the back, the misleading representation in the northwest where this occurred.
That's a different case there, Kevin, so we'll leave it there. That's Kevin Hurley.
They're not. You're missing the point. All of you are missing the point. People conflate this. And they make
we're welcoming that conflation by mentioning the two cases together here. So we'll leave it there. Thank you. Kevin Hurley, who's the former detective chief superintendent.
So even mentioning one of the crime, one of the myriad, the endless, the just innumerable vicious crimes against the British people, he just happens to mention, you know, there's this British soldier stabbed to death by an immigrant. And immediately she steps in to cut him off and drive him away, because the perception has to be that these riots are simply motivated by some sort of racial purity, that this is all some crazy white nationalism, which, to be fair, every European country should be white nationalist. They are white. They should be nationalist. I'm not a white nationalist when it comes to America. We have a different history. We are a you know, out of many, one, that's sort of the point of America. I think it's foolish and historically invalid to think of America as a, you know, white nation. But Europe, 100%, obviously, they are and should remain. Just like every country has a right to self-governance, so does Europe. That doesn't end with them. But regardless, this has to be portrayed in the worst possible light in any, you know, information that gives justification to the grievances of the British people has to be silenced entirely. And this clip I'm about to play next is the ex-chairman of the Scottish Police Federation, clip number five. And he does away with the subtlety. He says in no uncertain words exactly what the containment strategy is here, how the information war is being waged, what the tactics are. This is like blueprint of the enemy on display right now. And this is why, you know, the information war is at the heart of this. They understand it. And if we don't understand this, then they get to set the frame of the narrative and get to write history however they want. Let's go now to clip number five. Again, Scottish Police Federation chairman explaining how the framing is used to shut this down.
Point at taking place anytime soon.
What do we know about the far right in Scotland then?
Well, even in terms of the anecdotes of our own experiences, we know that whenever there's been an attempt to establish any kind of far-right foothold in Scotland, that the Scottish public generally has no truck for them. And it may well be that the associated labelling of these riots and disorder by being far-right is enough of a deterrent to prevent those that are otherwise annoyed or vexed at whatever particular issue they have from taking to the streets under the wider banner of far-right activity.
Did you hear that?
I don't want to say that this is Nigel Farage's fault, but when we saw when Nigel Farage came to Edinburgh a few years ago that he was pretty much run out of town, an attempt to stir up far-right sentiment in Scotland is usually met with a very strong counter.
All right, so we can pull it down. We can pull it down. He just said, I'm not sure if you caught that. He just said associating these protests with the far right. He's literally saying labeling these actions as far right should be enough to keep them contained, should be enough to drive away. And you can hear he even kind of gets caught up because what he's actually saying is if we call these protests far right, then other people who also are not happy with their country being destroyed, with the crime, with the rape gangs, the normal people, as he puts it, you know, the people that are annoyed or frustrated or whatever he says, they'll stay away. They won't participate. If we label this far right, if we use this, you know, rhetorical weapon that we've implanted in the wider populace, just like CIA came with the term conspiracy theory in the 60s. It's just the label that you need, and it works as a mental block to people. And when you say that's a conspiracy theory, it's a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, internally, their mental walls go up, and they go, I'm not listening to this, I'm not hearing this, I can ignore this completely. It's the same thing with far right. They've seeded this word as the biggest danger in the world, as the greatest threat to peace, love, and happiness, and polar bears. And so when they say far right, they know they've implanted this little time bomb in people's heads where you say far right and it explodes and they go, oh, can't do that. Not going to participate in that. I'll ignore that. Even the people who understand and agree with the sentiments being expressed by the protesters. Protesters are out there saying our children are being killed. We need less migrants. We need deportations. We need Britain run by Britons. And people who agree with that completely will be turned off from going to the protest, will themselves stop themselves from participating. Legal, you know, anti-government action with the label far right. They understand this is an information war. The problem is they wield most of the means of communication.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium,
magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, folks. I think you got to realize, as a European person, nobody is coming to your side. Nobody is coming to save you. There's no, return of the favor when it comes to just the desire to rule your own homelands, not be occupied by foreign people who despise you. And it's one of the things that it's just always just a little bit frustrating, but you got to just recognize it. Like, the Chinese government comes out with a statement, and you would think, knowing the geopolitical machinations going on, the BRICS countries are coming together, Russia and China are teaming up against NATO and the West, right? These are bitter rivalries, and you would think that just like how America always pretends to, and is usually the one fostering it, but like if there's ever an enemy country and there's some sort of breakaway population within that country, the U.S. is there to say, well, these people also deserve self-governance. And if they don't want to be under this, then they deserve not to, they have our support. We'll put sanctions on the government until they give rights to these people. Because the whole purpose, right, is just, they'll start the Free Syrian Army or whatever. They just want to take down Bashar al-Assad. And so, of course, if a group rises up against Bashar al-Assad, they'll get the approval of the United States. They'll start arming them and helping them. You would think with not just the historical, but the modern contention between China and Britain, maybe China would want to weaken the British governmental apparatus by coming out maybe in support of the rioters and saying, yeah, we've been telling you that Britain is bad and we want to help you. No, China comes out instead and says, we're 100% behind the UK to shut down this far right racist activity and protect the minorities in Britain. You would think that as the genocide in Gaza has gone on and that the Palestinian people have found a powerful ally in the nationalists of the West, who for the same reasons that we want our government not to be occupied by unfriendly foreigners, we don't want Gaza occupied by unfriendly foreigners. We see their plight and we say, We're in the same struggle here. But then time and time again, you see the same, pro-Gaza voices on the side of the invaders into Britain. And it's like, okay, nobody's on the British side. Nobody's on the white British side. Nobody's on the native British side. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Not Britain's enemies in Russia or China. Not the people who dedicated their lives to fighting back against occupation in Palestine. It's a rule for them and a different rule for you. And that sucks. I wish that wasn't the case. Sure would be nice to have some, solidarity or some principled foundation for these positions to come from. Like my principled foundation is the people in an area deserve self-governance. And that's why the people of the UK deserve not to be overrun by Muslim foreigners, and the people in Gaza deserve not to be kept in an open-air prison camp and bombed relentlessly. Some people, it depends. For some people, it's like, well, in Gaza, the occupation is a crime against humanity and genocide, but what's happening in Britain is totally fine and good, and the UK people deserve it. They help Israel take over Gaza.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Here's the Civil War sequence as laid out by Labrador Skeptic at Says Simulation on X. 1. Immigrants riot. 2. Police do nothing. 3. Second generation immigrant kills 3 girls. 4. Native Brits riot. 5. Police viciously suppress Native Brits. 6. Armed immigrants attacked Native Brits. 7. Police do nothing. And, we've known this was the plan for a while, but to see it on display is really something else entirely. When you have literal armed mobs of Muslims storming through cities with bats and chains and knives and swords, and the police just stand back. They just stand back and stand by. They just let it happen. Well, meanwhile, you have middle-aged women holding signs thrown to the ground, and you have right-wing native British protesters literally getting the dog sicked on them. So you've got things like clip 25, masks, mobs of masked Muslims trawling the streets of Stoke, openly carrying bats and swords and attacking the public. No police anywhere in sight. Guys with masks, imported dudes, whatever, Yemenis, Pakistanis, who knows? People that weren't born in the UK, who are imported by the ruling class, who then withdraw the police and allow these people to run the streets. Clip 26, police stand back and watch them head towards where the British people are protesting. So you have protesters down at the bottom of this hill, this giant mob of invaders, and way behind them in the background, there's the police line, just letting it happen. Go get them, boys. Go attack the British. Clip 29, extremely tense scenes in Blackburn, England, where you just see this gigantic mob. Yeah, oh, and this was the actual attack that left 2 British men wounded, bloody, on the ground with axe wounds. And the police just stand there and let it happen. So while, Muslim immigrants are hunting down British patriots with knives and axes and hammers. Go to clip 30 here. That was 30. This is 29. Yeah, so this is the Blackburn, England. So again, in that last video, we saw literally knives and hammers and guys were severely injured during that attack. This is just a mob of black-clad Muslims moving through the streets of Blackburn, England. Muslim Defense League. now exerting their control over the streets of Britain. What are the police doing? Well, clip 28 is what they're up to. They're arresting middle-aged women. Oh, the real threat here. Oh, thank God the police are here to protect the mobs of heavily armed Muslim men from this 50-year-old British woman saying things. I should put some more videos in there. I don't know if they're in there yet. But not only are they, you know, arresting the British protesters while allowing literal armed gangs of Muslims to run wild and attack people brutally, as we've been seeing videos. They're actually going door to door. Clip 21 in Sutherland, they're going door to door, kicking down the doors of people commenting about this stuff on social media. You're kicking through the door, battering down your door, and hauling you away for reconstructive therapy or whatever they have planned, whatever god-awful Orwellian doublethink deprogramming they're subjecting everybody to. I mean, it just goes on and on. It really is. They have imported a violent, hostile foreign class, dropped them into these once nice neighborhoods, crime rates skyrocket, rape gangs operate with complete impunity and immunity, and then when the British people try to stand up against it, the British police are sent to haul them away and throw them in prison. You've got two stories that need to go hand in hand from the Telegraph. Courts to be open 24 hours to crack down on rioters. Courts will sit for 24 hours to fast-track sentencing under government plans to crack down on far-right riots that swept Britain on Saturday. Ministers were in talk Saturday night with senior members of the judiciary about bringing in emergency measures following clashes in major cities that left police injured. There were violent confrontations in Liverpool, Manchester, Leeds, Belfast, Stoke, and Hull. In a second night of serious rioting that first began in Sunderland on Friday. Courts to be open 24 hours to crack down on rioters. All day and all night, just processing, just no time for a proper court, no time for defense, no time for an argument, just fast track. There's too many of them, just fast track the sentencing, get them all remanded, deny them all bail, try to put out this fire before it really gets going. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, thousands of prisoners in UK to be freed early to ease overcrowding. In one of its first big decisions, Britain's new Labour government on Friday announced the early release of thousands of prisoners, blaming the need to do so on a legacy of neglect and underinvestment by the Conservative Party. With the system nearly at capacity and some of the country's aged prison buildings crumbling, the plan aims to avoid an overcrowding crisis that some had feared might explode. But with crime a significant political issue, the decision is a sensitive one, and the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, former chief prosecutor, lost no time in pointing to his predecessors the need for early releases. They told the BBC the plan could remove from the system between 8,000 and 10,000 people, providing some breathing space. Now, just like in America, the vast majority of the population of British prisons are not British people. Actually, the prison system has become a breeding ground and a giant pile of kindling for the Islamists. And you have giant Muslim gangs running entire prison systems in the UK from the inside. So they are releasing thousands of actual violent criminals back onto the street, 10,000 of them, while simultaneously opening up courts for 24-hour fast-track imprisonment of anybody protesting, engaged in the protest, participating in the civil disobedience that's happening now in the UK streets. The police are standing by and allowing mobs of heavily armed Muslim men to roam the streets, attacking any native Brit they come across, while simultaneously kicking down the door of and dragging away in chains or sicking the dogs on middle-aged British housewives who don't want their children being stabbed. Again, it's one thing to like know that that is the plan. It is a whole other thing to see it in process. Yeah, I'm not kidding about sticking dogs on them, by the way. Here we have the video of one of the British protesters being dragged away by a German shepherd. Dragged away by a police dog. After being smashed with a baton. Well, do we have the video of the police officer actually telling the Muslim guys, like, we're here to defend you. Clip 15 here. UK police officer exposed communicating to Muslim invaders that the police are there to protect them. Let's watch.
Standing here, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So, when it's nice and calm, we go upstairs.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
And when things escalate,
yeah,
come out.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah, that's fine. Thank
I just need you to understand we're not against you guys.
No, no, no.
We're here to help
and protect
you.
We all understand. We all understand. Yeah. Appreciate that, what you're doing. Thank you.
And they actually tell the Muslims that they can, avoid trouble by just leave all your weapons in the mosque. So the police there with the Muslims. And, of course, they say, as long as things stay peaceful. This is a mob of men who are armed wandering around the streets. So it's basically like, as long as nobody confronts you, as long as nobody tries to stop you, as long as nobody gets in your way, it'll be fine. It is the same thing that happens here with Antifa over and over again. But it's at a whole different level at this point. And by the way, the mosques themselves, these mosques are foreign enemy territory. Like, they're all funded by Qatar and Saudi Arabia. And they're set up as headquarters of this different nation within the United Kingdom. This parallel society that has its own laws and its own rules and its own judges and its own courts. If you've ever studied Islam, it's like half religion, half politics. If you listen to their speeches, their sermons, whatever you want to call them, they're political. It is a political movement as much as it's a religious one. So when Keir Starmer is talking about these protests being highly organized and orchestrated, that's not the UK people, that's not the British people organizing, having headquarters where they gather and arm themselves. That's the Muslims doing that. They're releasing 10,000 prisoners from UK prisons, people that were actually caught and tried and convicted of rape and murder and theft and mugging and whatever else. Those people are being released onto the streets so that they can make room to fast track the imprisonment of Brits protesting. That's just what they're doing. And it's very simple. We go to clip 18 here. Here is a sentiment from one of the protesters who gets exactly what's going on here. And as much as it is clearly the Muslim immigrants that are doing this, it is the governmental figures that are creating and organizing this whole thing. The blame really lies on the random average British person for allowing this to happen and even participating it as a quisling traitor, thinking that they're doing the right thing because they've been convinced that they're standing up for asylum seekers when it's just literally boatload after boatload of military-aged men. Just coming in and just like licking their knives, and they're just like, your women are ours now. And they're just like, oh, a poor innocent victim. I will help them. So let's go to clip 18 here.
Why are you protesting against the people protesting the stabbing of little girls? Are you mentally unwell? Why do you wish to bring back communism and socialism when it killed 100 million people in the 20th century? I'm sorry to announce England will be forever. English people will live forever. Your international globalist bullcrap will not stand. Sorry to announce nationalities still exist. People are still patriotic. People still want to walk down the streets without their daughters getting raped. People still want to be able to get in a disagreement without getting stabbed. People want to be able to get a spot at the GP or at their local school. But for some reason, you guys want to turn it all into a dirty, nasty version of the Soviet Union. You are the real racists. You are the real idiots. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. The only reason... Thank you, thank you. The only reason you are lefties is because you hate yourself and your spirit is ugly. I am standing with the English people because they've got a backbone. They want their country back. They want to walk through city centers without
being stabbed. The crew asking if that was Andrew Tate. I don't know, it sounded an awful lot like him. Whoever it was, he's exactly right. And it's true. This is their major miscalculation. There are still people who care about this stuff. They have not so thoroughly destroyed the minds of everybody to the extent that we believe their lies, that, you know, the world before never existed. It was never nice and pleasant. Britain was never homogenous. That's the ultimate goal, right? Is destroy the beautiful thing, destroy the world, and then lie about the past and say, actually, it's always been like this. Actually, it was worse before, and this is better. And you don't know any different because you have to rely on them for your view of history. We can go to club number 19 here. We can take a little break from the modern madness and return to a time before for the immigration, for the chaos, for the misery, for the rape gangs and the stabbings. Sorry, let me put this a different way. Look at this backwards, conservative, white, Christian hellhole. I mean, look at this misery that progressivism saved us from. Look at how drab and normal it all is. Where's the curry? Where's the hijabs? Where's the women dressed in trash bags? Look, a restaurant built in 1600. Double-decker buses, people in suits. Blah, look how horrible this is. Thank God. The progressive socialist geniuses rescued Britain from this hellish vision of the past, right? Yeah, can you even imagine the world the Beatles grew up in? You know what's missing from this image? 1,000 Pakistanis cutting themselves to bleed all over the place in some sort of bizarre ritual. What's missing from this? Oh, darn it. Oh, look, we've been enriched. Well, finally, diversity, the spice of life, is here. It really is sickening. This is a good sign that expresses the appropriate tack to take on this. You took a knee for BLM, you wore rainbow for pride, but you dressed for war with concerned parents. Shame on you. That's not just like, these aren't just, you know, talking points, right? You literally have Keir Starmer, we kneel with all those opposing anti-black racism, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Raw Egg Nationalist at BabyGravy9 reminds us, nothing is illegal per se under anarcho-tyranny. The crucial distinction is whether it bolsters the regime's power or not. A nation's leader will kneel for rioters when their targets are also the regime's enemies. Keir Starmer, in response to the Black Lives Matter riots, which I remind you, I mean, are just so far from even being remotely valid in the UK. Like, it makes no damn sense whatsoever. the British people single-handedly ended the slave trade? Totally on their own in the 1800s? It's completely just abominably insane that anything like Black Lives Matter would ever happen in the UK. It is just backwards beyond possible belief. And again, as I pointed out earlier, I mean, the whole impetus of Black Lives Matter in America was a lie. Somehow that lie went across to UK. I mean, it just makes no sense. But he'll kneel for them. But he's kneeling for them. They get everything they want. It's open arms and sympathy and empathy, and I too feel the pain of George Floyd's death. Meanwhile, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old little girl bleed out on the sidewalk in South UK as a dozen other little girls. We showed you the video. I mean, we showed you the image, right? Like, literally are, like, crawling for their lives, pouring blood, having just been savagely attacked. Not a single ounce of sympathy for them. Not a single word of empathy for those people. They're telling you who they are. This, of course, is just one image from a live stream of one of these Muslim gangs now operating in every British city. This is a still frame with convenient red circles highlighting just all of the knives and swords. And this one image, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 bladed weapons being, held up in the air in the UK. It's part of these Muslim gangs that, of course, are being protected by and facilitated by the police. And there's tons of instances of things like this. Ian Dunt criticizing this. They have no legitimate concerns. They're trying to start a race war. They're doing the Nazi salute. They're trying to set asylum seekers on fire. And people like this who prevaricate and whisper justifications should never be forgiven. All right, so this is in response to a woman named Suzanne Evans saying Starmer there in his press conference still refusing to address legitimate concerns underlying this terrible violence, continuing to press home the far right line, which is causing anger and hatred. Had the opportunity to calm waters, but ratcheted up again. So this very, very even handed, very like, hey, you maybe don't stoke the fire when everything's already ablaze. Maybe don't, call these English citizens who were protesting against their daughters being murdered, maybe don't like demonize them and call them Nazis and give the green light to the violent mobs to attack them. That very reasonable stance is met by Ian Dunn, who's clearly, I mean, he's a very hardline peace activist. That type of prevaricating should never be forgiven. Never be forgiven, right? This person should be destroyed. This person should probably be killed, right? Suzanne Evans, she should probably be slaughtered for this. How dare she suggest that maybe the people rioting in England are motivated by something other than Nazi race hate? As just completely absurd. But it only gets more absurd when you pull up his tweets from a couple years ago where he's saying simple things like riots work at Ian Dunt. Right. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. The UK is run by its enemy. It is under occupation just like Germany and France and Italy and Spain and America. Their people are being utterly and completely destroyed. They're being overwhelmed demographically. Their systems are being eviscerated. Their peace has been shattered, and their attempts to politically fix this have been undercut, demonized, and criminalized, forcing them to go to the extreme, which is now being used as an excuse to eradicate them completely.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products. And for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls. Second half of this show. I'll try to finish up with what's happening in England. There's other stuff going on. Obviously, the saber rattling in the Middle East. 4,000 Marines now being sent over to deal with what is expected to be a giant Iranian attack, a coordinated attacked by all of the axis of the resistance, which would be Syria, Iran, Yemen, Hezbollah in Lebanon, as well as a number of others. So we definitely want to get into that, which actually maybe that's a good sort of note to make here, because in my notification, somebody just commented, wait a minute, Harrison, I thought Muslims didn't hide weapons in mosques, schools, and hospitals. Did you do some light reading like the Cliff Notes version of the Quran, Hadith, Sunnah? Impressive. Right, suggesting like me saying that there are gangs of Muslims gathering in mosques to arm themselves and then head out in mobs to beat up British people somehow reveals that I'm wrong about Palestine and Gaza. What this comment does a very good job in illustrating how insane everything is. Like, what do you think my position now is? We should bomb every Muslim neighborhood in the UK. We should kill all of them and their children included because they're all terrorists. This is the thing. This is a false dichotomy. And this is part of what is going on with the riots in Britain. Is you have the false dichotomy between the Islamists and the Zionists. And that's basically like you either have to be completely in favor of a Muslim takeover of the entire world, or you have to think they're subhumans and should be raped to death, and you'll protest if they get arrested for that. No, there's just the third way, the European way, which is all of the people who are terrorists should be arrested, the people funding them should be arrested and have their goods confiscated. Anybody participating in the cover-up of the crimes should be arrested. The political activities of hostile foreigners should be limited in your country. They should be expelled if they refuse to assimilate into your system. And they really shouldn't have been brought over in the first place. And they're only brought over because of the Zionist wars in Israel that America has waged or helped foster for the last several decades. part of you is like, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if the English were as hardlined as the Jews in Israel are? Wouldn't that be so? What would that look like? Why doesn't it look like that? Why is it that the same people, the very same people who are behind Israel and will praise Israel for literally killing tens of thousands of Muslim children, bomb churches, bomb hospitals, pull out all the doctors, tie their hands behind their back and shoot them in the head, or with the big controversy last week, arrest them without charge and then rape them to death, are the same ones decrying the far-right extremism of people burning down asylum centers with nobody in them in Britain and the UK. This little observation doesn't expose my hypocrisy. It shows the overwhelming hypocrisy of the ruling class. They're literally rolling out Big Brother, total social credit score, constant surveillance grid, kicking down the door and arresting people for posting on Facebook against people that they're simultaneously bombing to death by the tens of thousands in Gaza. It's a false dichotomy. It's not either or. It's not one of these extreme or the others. And even if a mosque has weapons in it, I'm not going to say it's okay to flatten the entire neighborhood around the mosque and kill everybody. It's like even that, like where, what's Israel's statement on all of this? I'd love to know that. Because China came out and, you know, opposed the British people, not wanting to be overwhelmed and swamped and replaced in their own homes. Like, why is Israel not, like, arming the white Brits right now? Wouldn't that be something? But look at Ukraine. I mean, think about the two things happening in Britain and the Ukraine, in Ukraine. And, of course, you can, it's everywhere across Europe, but this is just a good example from End Wokeness. Every single country in Europe wants less immigration, and yet every single one of them gets more. So just by, you know, percentage, Greece at the highest at 90% of people saying they want less migrants. But nowhere in Europe, not a single country in Europe, is a majority of the population want more migrants. Every single country, and usually it's at least 70% of that country, want less immigrants. They only get more. Like, wouldn't it be something? I might actually be pro-Israel if Israel started running guns to the English Defense League. Wouldn't that be something? Or in Ukraine, who is the population that's having their democracy stolen from them? Who is the population that is under threat from a foreign power? Is it a bunch of Russian-speaking people born in Russia who at one point in the 50s became Ukrainian? Is it people saying, we want to be ruled by Russia, actually we're Russian and we don't want to be under this NATO puppet regime, who then get a war declared upon them? Or is it the British who are very literally being replaced in their own country? It's just, you see the manic energy that they're able to manufacture for a place like Ukraine. It's like, where's even a portion of that for the people of the UK? One of these is real and one of them is fake. Just like, I mean, it's the same thing over and over. It's Black Lives Matter. It's Ukraine war. It's the war in Gaza. It's not just a one-to-one comparison. It's not Black Lives Matter rioted for this, and these people rioted for this, and they're both bad or they're both good. They just continually, without pause, it's the bad, pointless movements predicated on lies that get the full support of everybody, and it's the legitimate acts of desperation by the natives in a country like Britain that are demonized and shut down, surveilled and crushed. Over and over and over and over again, it's the same thing, time and time again. I will open up the phone lines for your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. Tell me what you think about what the UK should do right now. What should the people in the UK do? They give up and give in and surrender and die quietly? Or is there a path to fix this?
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding. Is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. We're taking your phone calls now. We'll go to those just as soon as we get some on the board. Get them gone through. Just down the line if you're on there. We've, of course, been talking mostly today about what has gone on this weekend and what is happening just in the UK with these massive riots. But obviously, as we've been talking, the collapse has begun. Now, interestingly, I'd like to point out that we knew this was going to happen. I can't tell you how I knew it was going to happen, but it was on, was it June 3rd? I think it was on June 3rd, I tweeted out, July 3rd, the American economic collapse and the Israeli invasion of Lebanon are both slated for August, by the way. By the way, this has been planned for a while. And this has been the run-up, and that is very clearly what's happening right now. You've got American and Israeli security teams gearing up for the big war. Biden to meet with national security team ahead of anticipated Iranian attack against Israel. You've got more and more U.S. Navy warships steaming towards the Mediterranean coast. Entire resistance axis to retaliate against Israel for assassinating top Hamas leader Headline in InfoWars, Mossad hired IRGC security agents to plant explosives that killed Hanaya, according to a report. UK, US, and France have all asked their citizens to leave Lebanon as war fears loom. So several Western governments called on their citizens to leave Lebanon immediately as tensions rise in the Middle East following the assassination of Hamas's political chief, Ismail Haniyeh, blamed by Iran on Israel and the U.S. U.S. preparing for every possibility on potential Iran retaliation. Pentagon announced new measures Friday to lessen the chance of escalation. Yeah, doubtful. Escalation could have been stopped at any point in the last 10 months by just even moderately tamping down on the genocide in Gaza. And simultaneously, the market meltdown intensifies. Stocks, cryptocurrency, the dollar, oil, they're all down sharply again Monday on concerns the U.S. economy is slowing faster than expected. It comes after a rough week for global markets. S&P futures were down 3%. Mega cap tech stocks, which have driven much of the market's gain this year, were especially bruised. Japan was especially hit hard. Bitcoin tumbled more than 10%. It goes on, and there may be some very disturbing manipulation going on here that Marjorie Taylor Greene is pointing out. Let's go now to that video. This is from Fox Business this morning. It's that video I just put in there. Let's watch that.
Some would call history in the making. Don't say that.
We have never been down 1,000 points ever, not even intraday on the NASDAQ.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Down 6% right from the get-go. This is heavy, heavy. Big tech, here we go. Look at them go down. Microsoft is down $20. That's 5%. Alphabet, 5%. Meta, 6%. Amazon, 6%. Apple, 9% down. Let's pull out Apple. This is interesting. A question for you.
Yeah, so just massive stock market collapse. Zero Hedge is calling it Black Monday. The future plummets as VIX hits 62. Japan suffers worst point drop in history. NASDAQ dropped into correction Friday as investors freaked out over elevated valuations and high cash outlay for investments in artificial intelligence. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index is already in a bear market, tumbling 22% from a peak even before Monday's open. Meanwhile, S&P 500 futures were down 3%, while those tracking the Dow Industrial Average declined 1.6%. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is pointing to a very suspicious set of circumstances, saying these brokerage firms are reporting errors for retail investors, while institutional investors are still able to make trades. That's too many platforms to be a coincidence. Controlled to stop panic selling in order to prevent a crash. Go ahead, call me a conspiracy theorist. I could care less, but I'll challenge you back. Prove me wrong. So basically, while the investment class and the retail investor or the institutional investors are able to continue to make trades very mysteriously and all at once, all of the retail investor applications and people are they're all having little errors. Sorry. Yeah, we're all shutting down. It must be an internet connective issue. Somebody needs to unplug the modem, plug it back in again. This is what Donald Trump has been warning about for a long time. And of course, they take his warnings and portray it as him wanting the market to go down or something. But clearly, the budget has been unsustainable. The bubble has been growing and growing. And the longer it grows, the bigger the pop will be. This morning, President of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, posted this little video, clip number 13, to help all of us kids understand what's going on in the economic zone. Let's watch.
Nixon took us off the gold standard. The U.S. dollar was no longer backed up by gold. Instead, the government relies on treasury bonds, which are primarily bought by the Federal Reserve. The Fed purchases these bonds by printing money, and the only backing for this printed money is the treasury bonds themselves. Essentially, the government is financed by creating money out of thin air. This leads to a precarious situation where high taxes are maintained to create the illusion of funding the government, while in reality, it's sustained by money printing. If this truth were widely known, it could erode confidence in the currency, potentially causing the dollar to fall and destabilizing the economy. Remember, kids' taxation is theft.
Thanks, Sonic. Very cool. Yeah, it's all happening, folks. It's everything we've been warning you about. Everything we've been desperately trying to advocate against, it's all coming down. It's all happening all at once in a coordinated, organized fashion. The world of Klaus Schwab's vision is coming to fruition. World war, market collapse, massive expansion of totalitarian surveillance to shut down dissidents trying to stop this out of control train. I should hope you've got your storable food and plenty of ammo. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point, but I see nothing stopping it. And perhaps the most illustrative stock in all of this, posted by Dominique Michael Trippi. Despite a global market crash, Lockheed Martin stock is skyrocketing. Straight up, just a straight vertical green line up for Lockheed Martin. This image alone should tell you more than anything else about what's going on in the world. While the market crashes, the weapons manufacturers make out like bandits. And with that, we'll go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Texas and answer for Harrison on what Israelites think. Thanks for calling in, Mark. You're on the air.
Howdy, Harrison. Still praying for you guys. Used to be a, that 1%er?
Yeah.
I'm a little poorer now. The answer to your question is, what do the Jews think about all this stuff? I'll just give you a name because it seems to me like that's the best thing to do. And you can go look them up. Have your staff look them up, too. Amir Sarfati. He runs Behold Israel, Israel Connect. Frankly, there's a whole lot of biblical knowledge in that thing that I think Jonesy could use, too. He's on Telegram. Be careful you don't pick up one of the false Amirs, if you will. Amir Sarfati's got about 500,000 listeners, I think. If you do that, I think you will find pretty much current stuff and, in fact, leads a little bit of what you talk about as far as Gaza goes. And answer your question. And you can do what you want with it, but quite frankly, Glenn Beck's actually interviewed him before, and Glenn Beck's problem is he's a Mormon. And they've replaced their crosses with a golden trumpeter on top of their mosques, if you want to call them that. They're going to get four trumpets, and none of them is going to be Moroni. But we're in those times.
Well,
and
so, I think, I mean, where's the... You know, where's the statements from Israel saying they stand with the native British against the, invasion of their country by Muslim terrorists?
Exactly. In other words, all right, this is the word of God, and the wisdom of God, right, comes from the fear of him and the Holy Spirit. So Amir Sarfati is a Messianic Jew living in Israel. All right?
Okay.
Thence cometh the answer. So I'm going to say go to Telegram. And I'll go back to listening and praying for you guys. See ya.
All right. Thank you. We'll take a look at that. Folks, we'll be back on the other side with more of your phone calls. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air and in the fight. And if we've been listened to before, we wouldn't be in this situation. Now that we are, I'm glad we're here.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. The market is melting down. The war is beginning in earnest. And it's all being managed and overseen and perpetuated by people we've been telling you about for decades. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Miss Lou in Florida on line 6. Thanks for calling in, Miss Lou. Hang on for a second while we get you on the air. Line 6. All right, Miss Lou, you're on the air. Thanks for calling
in. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
I'm sort of hurricaning right now in Florida.
Listen.
Yeah, well, we got lucky if we dodged a bullet. But anyway, what I wanted to say to you, your earlier question, should the Brits keep fighting? Absolutely. That's coming here. They need to keep fighting. They need to reset their whole government. If they don't, they're going to be an Arab country. They practically already are. And the thing, I'm not trying to sit there and slam Muslims, but I'm saying this. In general, the two cultures do not assimilate.
That's a
historical fact. So when you have two cultures, bicultures, not assimilating, one wants to rule and the other one doesn't want, you're just going to constantly have war internally.
Yep.
That's happening in this country now, in the U.S.
Yep.
And if we're not careful, we're going to be facing a bloody civil war, which is why I put out on your stream, on a chat, do not ever, ever give up your guns, America.
100%.
That is the one thing. That is the one thing that we have between us and our government that all these other countries that gave up their guns don't. Because if somebody's going to be brandishing a knife at me, I'm going to fire.
Exactly. 100%. So right now in the UK, the only people with guns and weapons are the military-style police, who they have, you know, going after the natives and protecting the Muslims, who are also armed with blades and probably guns as well, but they haven't brought those out yet. But yeah, what are the British people supposed to do? I mean, at this point, 25% of the total British population is foreign. There's about 75% of the people in the UK are native white British people. But that doesn't get into the demographics. That skews extremely heavily to the elderly with white British. So it may be more like 2-1 rather than 3-1, right? 3/4 of the people are British, but when you get down to like the 30s, it may be only 2/3. But still, when you see these mobs of Muslims, 200 Muslims walking down the street, just know there's three times as many Brits that are sitting inside watching the news and being told it's far right to go outside.
Yeah.
So they could fight back, but with the number of young people and the way the Muslims are organized and heavily armed and the trust that the British people have, or the paralysis that's been pumped into their mind that keeps them sitting obediently being taken over, I wish they had guns. I really do. And in fact, Tony in Texas on line 7, thank you for the call, Miss Lou. Very powerful stuff. Tony in Texas is making this exact point. Let's go to line 7. Tony, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. The lesson learned here, what's going on in the UK, if you give up your guns, the government can steamroll you, and they will steamroll you. And, you know, I'm like Charlton Heston, you know, for my cold dead hands. And we have a big saying here in Texas, you come for our guns, we will give you the lead first, and we promise to warm it up for your butt.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And if you notice, look how quick these police officers, these so-called police officers, are so quick to beat their own damn people to the ground.
I know. That really is the most sickening part of all this, is that you literally have police standing by and watching violent foreigners beat up their own people. They're just following orders. Right. What are the people going to do, shoot them? They don't have guns. Second Amendment, probably the only reason what's happening in the UK is not going to happen here in America, not anytime soon.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah, folks. Let's go to Flint in Chicago now. Talk about jihad in the UK. Ed Flint, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, there's a great documentary on YouTube, and it's by David, I think his name's David Spencer from Jihad Watch, and it's called Islam, What the West Needs to Know. And it goes through thoroughly that if you are truly a moderate Muslim, you do not fully understand your religion, because technically, if you followed the Islam religion as it's stated, you would be a jihadist by default, because the entire religion, you know, Sharia law is completely against the U.S. Constitution, and that is what they're striving for. So the insanity of us just following along, you know, complying with oh, yeah, Islam's a peaceful religion. It's not. It's completely submissive. It's anti-U.S. Constitution completely. And if you find a moderate Muslim, they technically really shouldn't be Muslim, because if they are following the book, they would be thinking otherwise. So there's some confusion out there, and there's some people that can be saved if we can get to them. But they're just like, I have Muslims at the end of my block, and they are completely, they do not associate with anybody. They do not you know, want to associate with anyone. They have weird hours. They take their kids out at night, like 12 midnight in the park. It's really weird. Mm. So it's, you know, we're going to expect more of this, you know. I mean, who knows? They could be carrying knives out, too. I mean, it's just a matter of time before we have random stabbings here in the United States. And, you know, I think in New York especially, that's where it's going to begin, because I think there's a lot in, you know, I live in Chicago. We've got a lot of Muslims here. And, you know, I'm just expecting this to start happening.
Yeah, look, you know, Islam is just like any other religion where you've got, you know, people that are born to it and sort of just treat it as a cultural marker, right? The type of people that go to, you know, Christians have it too, right? They'll go to church on Christmas and Easter, but it doesn't really inform their day-to-day. And I've had Muslim friends that are like, yeah, I'm kind of Muslim, but like, yeah, pass the bacon. You know, it's just sort of a thing for them. And then, and usually those people recognize, having conversations with my Muslim friend is, you know, relative was in town and there, and he's like, yeah, let's avoid him. He's like super Muslim. He's like very Muslim. Let's not hang out with him. Same thing with Jews. I've been to Jewish weddings where the rabbi performing was like very Jewish, and the other like secular Jews in the audience are going, all right, dude, it's a little intense. It's a little extreme for us. We're here to get married, not hear about Israel. So everybody's got their extremists in every religion. Islam is particularly political, and I remember, I think I did a report about it back when I first started working at InfoWars, just going through and watching some jihadists, or not even jihadists, just a Muslim cleric, laying out how, like, what the Quran says about voting for and who you can vote for, and he was laying out this paradigm where it was like, you know, if you're in a democratic system, it's fine to participate in that democratic system. You can and should, because, you know, that this is their system and you're living there. You know, it's not like against Islam to participate in democracy. And you can even vote for a Muslim person that says they want to impose Sharia law. But if a person runs to be a leader and achieves leadership by promising not to implement Sharia law, then by Muslim rules, they can't implement Sharia law. Now, if you vote for somebody who says, I'm going to implement Sharia law, and then you vote for him, then he can implement Sharia law, and it's all fine and good. So, like, they have all of these political rules about, like, well, you can get elected and lead in a Muslim way, but only if you campaign in that way. Only if you state that that's what you're going to do, then it's allowed. But otherwise, you can't get elected as a moderate Muslim and then become hardcore. That's like against their religion. Again, the point of this is that Christianity doesn't have anything about voting. Christianity, you'll never hear a priest, you know, talk about taking over a place through the political process. But that's very much at the heart of Islam. Very much. And again, it, you know, according to this particular faction, whatever faction I was listening to at the time, it must have been Wahhabi or Saudi Arabian of some sort, which is the extremist version. Which, of course, is what America has pushed and propped up and empowered. And like all the mosques built in Europe were built by Qatar and Saudi Arabia with American money, right? So we pay for their oil. They then repackage that money into foreign aid to build mosques in Europe. And then we go to war in the Middle East to funnel all the people out. Like, this is all very well orchestrated, the way that they're doing this. And there's another really powerful documentary, I think called The Square or Tahrir Square, about the Arab Spring. And it follows two Muslim guys who are against the ruling regime in Egypt. And they're both on the same page and they both agree completely on stuff. But one is Sunni and one is Shiite. And there's this one point in the documentary where one of the guys who up to that point had been totally on board, totally in it, totally like, we're going to fight to the death. And one day he's just gone. And the other guy's like trying, he like can't even get in touch with him. And he finally gets him. And the guy won't even admit it. But essentially what happens is, in Islam, you have to go to mosque every Friday. You have to, It's like, and when you're there, the imam speaking is the Pope. He is the supreme authority. And you are bound to do whatever he says and believe whatever he says. And if you don't, your own family and your own community will ostracize or destroy you. And so what had happened in this Tahrir Square documentary, and you see it in real time, is this guy who was fully dedicated to the uprising was then told one day by his imam, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. You're not allowed to participate. And so he didn't. And so that was it. That was, he never went again. And even when the guy who was still in it tried to confront him and go, what happened? Why did you drop out? The guy like can't just come out and say, well, the imam told me, so I had to. He has to put it in his own words. It really is. I mean, it's very cultish. It's very political. But he had to say, you know, well, I realized it was haram what we were doing, and I couldn't participate anymore. So again, the point of this is to understand that Islam, as it exists, with certain denominations, certain factions, specifically the ones that, you know, the Western and American elite love, the Wahhabists, the old school 13th century style Islam, is very much an incredibly powerful control system, which is why they're fine with it being everywhere. And we've talked about this over and over and over again. It doesn't matter how you're controlled. It doesn't matter which method through which they control you. If you're controlled, you're good. If you're not, you're bad. It's as simple as that. If they can control you through the Vatican because you're Catholic, then that's fine. They can control you through Mecca because you're Muslim and Wahhabist, then you're great. You're good. You're one of the good guys, even if you're ISIS. If you're Hezbollah and you're Shiite, well, you're bad because you're not in this control system. But it's very much a political structure, Saudi Arabian and Qatari Islam. They're building mosques as outposts of this political system, this nation of people, the Ummah, that they are imposing on everybody else. So you are right, Flint, very much so. Let's go to Scott in Indiana. Go ahead, Scott, on line 10. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say a country boy will survive.
Mm-hmm.
But because if you're in the sticks, you're going to see it last. But all these big cities like Chicago, I'm 20 minutes away from Chicago. Now, you got all the things going on in Chicago, the gangbangers up there, and they all got guns. If these immigrants, illegals, come out with bats and knives and trying to take over the hood, they got another thing coming.
Yeah, that was one. There was a tweet somebody put out that was like, seeing all these scenes in the UK, you know, here's some body armor stuff, and they're posting like rugby helmets that you can put under hoods, and I don't know, like biker gloves that have like hard plastic on them. And my response was just a image of Dale Gribble cocking a shotgun. I was just like, okay, you can wear all the, you know, football armor you want. It's not going to be brawls in the street when this comes to America. It's going to be a shooting match, and it's not going to last very long, if I had to guess. So, yeah, again, just thank God for the Second Amendment. And as much as, you know, sometimes you look around, you go, man, we're being conquered even though we have the Second Amendment. Well, you look at what's happening in the UK and you just think that could never happen here. That can never happen here. They will never take our guns. They cannot take our guns without starting a civil war, and they cannot win a civil war against the American people with our guns.
Yeah, it's unless they drop off crates of guns for the illegals, like they did the BRICS for the Antifa.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
unless Obama pulls his Fast and Furious and somehow all these illegals get a bunch of guns. But that'll happen in the big cities. You know, mm-hmm. All the big cities are Democrat, right, for the most part.
Right.
So if you live on the outskirts like I do, I kind of live in the woods anyway. The cities are going to blow up first. And then all the people that are in the suburbs in the country, they're gonna be ready.
Yeah, they really are. And again, it's not even about like everybody owning a gun. It's like most people that own guns, half the people that I know that own guns own like 100 of them. So it's, you know, it's not even like, oh, the good old boys are going to come out. No, the good old boys are going to arm all of their neighbors, and it's going to be very fun once that kicks off fully, right? Thank you for the call, Scott. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Operation Chaos. This is the summer of rage, I think, Dave. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. Appreciate the show and the opportunity, the forum. Yeah, so that was something that I came up with post-Somaliopolis, and you remember that, May 25th of 2020, mm-hmm. Operation Chaos. Because the reason that our psychopathic overlords in the establishment class, the police in the UK, for instance, or any of the federal and state officials here did nothing against the protesters is they thrive on Operation Chaos. Mm-hmm. If they can throw this intersectionality stuff at us and they get us fighting amongst each other, we don't realize how much more in common we have with the person next to us than we have differences. And we'll not then train our eyes, only our eyes, on those psychopathic overlords. And that's what they really fear. I think I mentioned this before. It's a bug's life. If we realize mm-hmm. all of us ants are basically being led to the slaughter, we'll rise up and we will tell our servants that we no longer consent. So they get us fighting amongst each other. They want to pit the Muslims against the Christians every single day, because then people don't realize that they pay more than 50% of their earnings daily in federal, state, and local taxes, license fees. Yeah. So that's what this is all about. And I expect, I offered this earlier before the summer even started, 2024 is going to be the summer of rage. It will be 2020 to the 17th power, mark my words, and it'll be worldwide. They're gonna almost push us into the corner where we burn our own country down. That's where they'll thrive.
Mm. No, you're exactly right. So, I mean, the question is, how do you deal with that? I mean, to me, it's not letting them set the narrative, not letting them set the agenda, make them respond to you. And like I was saying at the beginning, I wouldn't advise burning down migrant shelters. I would advise finding out who owns the company that's making the $1 million to build the homeless shelter. It is the people at the top. And again, as much as these police are traitors, quislings, and they're rightfully despised by the people they're oppressing, they're just following orders. And you got to go after the people who are giving those orders. And not go after them violently, but put enough pressure on them politically to make a significant change to the way things are done. I mean, this is all just a machine, and it's just the people driving it are murderous psychopaths. But you can take control of the machine, and that's what needs to happen. So, I mean, how do we do this, Dave? I mean, how do we take what's happening in the UK and not let it just become another January 6th 2.0, where they're just rounding up and systematically arresting everybody who dares to speak up for the British people? What do we do here?
The first thing I do is we need to retake the narrative. We need to control our language. So I was the first one down to Maricopa County Board of Elections on November 4th of 2020. And I was there every day, open to close, policed the parking lot at the end, made sure that there was no trash around. And every time I went down there, and we did the same in 2022 when they stole our voices and our votes in the midterms here in Arizona, we have to change the narrative. I've never gone to a protest, but I've held lots of rallies. And then we also need to start standing in our persons and filing affidavits and FOIA requests and finding out who the NGOs are that are funneling this money to these illegals. I want to take back the language again and never say migrants. They're illegals mm-hmm. that enter our country, and the NGOs are using our tax dollars to do that. We're funding our destruction. So that would be a couple ways in which I would suggest people do that. Take back your power, go to city meetings, board meetings, all those type of things. File affidavits, get the information, and then peacefully rally around these places, not to protest what they're doing, but to show the people that we can stand in our presence and be the forces of change. Because, again, all government here in the United States is for, of, and by we the people. They are simply our servants. I call my congressman every day, and that's my first message. By the way, Dr. Gosar, let me remind you of our relationship. I am your boss. You serve me. That's a suggestion.
Yeah. No, yeah, I totally agree. Now, there's so many different issues that are almost impossible to find a way out of. In other words, we heard earlier in the show, in case you're just tuning in, there's a Scottish police chief who said in no uncertain terms, we label these protests as far right, and that is usually enough to contain them. Is by labeling these far right, that scares enough people away that otherwise agree with what the protest is about. People that are also annoyed at what's going on, I think was his exact words. People who are outraged at what's happening. Normal people, not far right, not far left, just the average person that agrees with what's happening on the protest and might actually participate. They can be scared away, and the protest can be crushed by labeling it far right. And so then you're left with the options. Do you embrace that and say, yeah, you know what, if you're going to call caring for our family far right, I guess I am far right. Which, you know, is one way to do it. But then again, you still have the vast majority of normal people who aren't tuned in or connected to what the hell's going on at all. And they hear the word far right and they're programmed like Pavlov's dogs to reject whatever they hear after that. But that's one option, is saying, you know what? Yeah, we are far right and we need a far right swing here to save the country. The other side is to say, you know, what do you mean far right? We're not far right. We just are parents that want our kids to be safe. We're just Englishmen that want our country to exist. There's nothing far right about that. But then
we can try to relabel it. Rally for the family. I mean, yeah. Simplistic stuff, right? Rally for our families. Rally for your family.
Yeah.
That's all. Remove the word protest.
Yeah, I think probably the most powerful thing to do now would be to have like a well-produced series of videos where you just get normal English people to stand there and talk into the camera and just say, would you say like, I'm not far right, I just care about my family, or just like why I'm protesting, you know, I'm protesting because my sister was killed by an illegal immigrant. I'm protesting because, you know, my spot in university is being taken by somebody and my future is being destroyed. To have normal British people oppose what's going on here and make that case and push that out and make it a media campaign. Something has to be done to combat how the mainstream media is framing this. And it has to be more than just posts on X, because most people aren't on X and still get their news from the Daily Mail and BBC. So you have to counteract their power somehow. I really don't know what the best solution is. Sort of needs just all hands on deck, trying a little bit of everything. Because again, if this event in the UK, this series of riots, if they can successfully portray this as far right extremists making unattainable demands and pushing race hate, whether or not that's true, if that's the narrative they can spread, then this will come to nothing, and they'll continue the narrative by saying it's imperative that everybody involved in these riots be rounded up and charged with terrorism and put away for life. If they're able to present it as that. If instead the British people can awaken to what's going on and say, hold on, these people just want their communities to be safe, and the police are trying to shut them down. That's not what we do as Englishmen. That's not how we do this. I'm going to go out into the street and let my government know that they can't crush our speech like this. The free speech is historical British aberration. then this can get bigger and bigger, and their claims about it being far right become less and less sustainable. So it's like the UK, people in the UK have to simultaneously keep their foot on the gas, keep moving forward, but not give the powers that be opportunity to frame what's going on as a far-right racist attack. Even though it's not, I know it's not. But everybody else has to know it's not. The information war, again, is more important than ever once the violence starts. It doesn't go away. It doesn't just become an open war conflict at that point and the information doesn't matter. Maybe at one point it'll get to that. Maybe at one point it'll just be fights in the street and it doesn't matter who says what, but not for a very long time. Operation Chaos is in full swing. We'll be back on the other side with more of your phone calls. Today's episode of the American Journal, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support everything we do here.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I go quickly to clip number 27 because it really is amazing how Tommy Robinson is being blamed for all of this. There's big front page articles talking about how the fact that he's currently on vacation in Cyprus on the beach is just proof of how devious he is. The obvious conclusion is that he probably doesn't have anything to do with the riots breaking out. And again, he led a 40,000-person, totally peaceful march in London. Here it is, Patriot Day march. And they arrested him for this. They interrogated him for 6 hours over that. You make peaceful revolution impossible, you make violent revolution inevitable. And ironically, if Tommy Robinson really was a militia leader, well, they'd probably be in more trouble than they're in now, because he really is telling people to be peaceful through all of his videos, but also explaining that this is the inevitable consequence of the British government's behavior over the last decade or so. Let's go to clip 27. Here's Tommy Robinson. Their faces are now being logged in the facial recognition database. These dangerous criminals, these white people with British flags, how dare they? Don't they know how that uncomfortable that makes the Pakistanis that arrived yesterday? So this was the 40,000-person march less than 2 weeks ago. British patriots coming together. Beg their government to represent them. They call these people far right. They call this a Nazi rally. They call this dangerous. It needs to be shut down. And really, what needs to happen is every single person in this video needs to be on the street, needs to be clogging up the City of London, be taking over government houses and not giving in until their demands are met. Their basic demands: have a country that actually does something for them, anything for them. Simply does not engage in a wholesale eradication of their people and their history. Be lovely to see the so-called moderate Muslims out also marching against, you know, the stabbing of British children. Never quite get the same consideration that we like to grant other people. Like, you know that if there's some British enclave in some other country and one of those Brits stabbed one of the natives to death, stabbed three of their children to death in the middle of the day, do you think the British would be marching around in armed mobs beating up people for protesting that? Or do you think the British people would be delivering up that person, delivering up the murderer with extreme alacrity, like as quickly as possible? Not the way the Muslim community operates, clearly. Let's go to Henry in Chicago now. Henry, thank you for calling in. You're on the air about the National Security Act. Go ahead, Henry.
Hi, yes. Hi, Harrison. You know, when people talk about getting rid of the deep state, you need to get rid of the National Security Act of 1947, which is 50 U.S.C. 41. That's the root of all causes. They created Israel in 1948. So Israel is the child of the deep state, because that's the only nation that has their skies protected better than anyone else in the world. And Trump is falling into the trap of building a dome, which is going to cost us about $35 trillion to begin with. So he needs to stop kissing Israel fast, because that's what getting us into trouble. Now, the deep state runs the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the CIA, all of those agencies, so and the foreign wars. So the Congress needs to get their fine and follow the Constitution and call them accountable and dismiss them, because we got forever wars going on. And if Trump is willing to build the dome, like he says, we're going to be in wars forever. And I'm tired of this government taking 50% of our income and using it against us, because prior to 1913, we didn't pay income tax. And that's the 16th Amendment, the same constitution that needs to be repealed. Thomas Massie from Kentucky, he's filing papers to repeal that. If we Americans remember what the Constitution says, when a government comes to rank, the right of the people to abolish it or replace it, and people need to exercise their constitutional rights. The Second Amendment protects every other right that we have, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and everything else.
Yeah.
And they're coming for our guns, because the deep state is creating all this narrative. Oh, we're going to be attacked by Iran. Oh, we're going to be attacked by so-and-so. We got to protect Israel. Excuse me. Israel is not our biggest ally. They bombed the Liberty ship, and they kept it secret, just like the NSA. So they need to start calling every single representative to repeal 50 U.S.C. 41. That's the root of all causes. If people don't want to keep our republic and our country, and you want to be free, you need to repeal that, because they work for us. They work for us, we the people. And this country was founded on dissent, not consent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get a little bit excited, you know, because we lose in our republic.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump might be a good guy trying to get us back into what the Constitution says, but he needs to wake up and start kissing Israel's ass.
Because I don't understand. I understand what you're saying. I don't understand where Trump is going on all this. Why is Trump so gung-ho with war with Iran? Like, my whole thing for voting for him the first time around was anti-war. He was the peace candidate. He brought about peace in the Middle East way better than any of his predecessors. Why is he now campaigning on war with Iran? Like, who is telling him that's a good idea? What the hell, Henry? I mean, I don't know if you have the answer, but, like, what is that? Because it's just the worst possible thing he could be doing. He could actually be getting a bunch of people from the left if he continued to be the peace president, continued to push peace, and continued to, you know, not talk about war and talk about how the other side is leading us to war. Because they clearly are. Lloyd Austin has said we're going to do whatever it takes to defend Israel. They are sending, you know, Marines over by the thousands to the Middle East right now. This regime, the Biden regime, is in favor of war in the Middle East. Why is Trump aligning with them on this? Do you have any explanation for this or any thoughts about this, Henry?
Okay, it's the IPAC, the Israeli lobby.
Yeah.
Netanyahu has said it loud that he runs the Congress. They own them. And every Congress, they take an oath to Israel. What is that? That's treason. They should be kicked out of there. They should be tried for treasonous. because you're working against the United States government, the U.S., the Constitution. And when Netanyahu came here to make the false claims that babies were decapitated and all that, that's been exposed. And also, on October 7, Israel killed about half of the 1,500 people because of the Hannibal Principle.
Yep, it's all admitted at this point by official Israeli documents that everything you just said is true.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and you're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, final segment of American Journal for this Monday morning broadcast. I remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. The InfoWars MD line of supplements is on sale. 25% off. You're getting incredible ageless vitality, the superfood greens, mushroom max, better mood plus, turmeric 95, libido RX, CBD full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, the ashwagandha gummy, joint relief max, nerve renew. It goes on and on. And of course, these are incredibly powerful supplements, just like everything at InfoWars, but these particularly so. It is the InfoWars MD premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody there at the Save InfoWars Mega Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars, of course, is where you can get all of your latest news, including the just total collapse of everything. I mean, there's so much more stuff I could get to here that I don't know. It's like I could either mention it or I could spend 5 hours on it. Growing number of young adults say they're unlikely to have children. They just don't want them. Great. Great. It climbed 10 percentage points between 2018 and 2023. In 5 years, the share of adults under 50 who said they're unlikely to ever have kids climbed 10%. Wanting to focus on career or interest was the second most popular reason the young group gave for not having kids, while the older group's next popular reason was not finding the right partner. Yeah. So we'll just die then, I guess. I guess we'll just die. Justice Gorsuch warns Democrats about Supreme Court reform, which, of course, is the blatant Democratic attempt to subvert and destroy the construction of the United States political apparatus. Musk, meanwhile, created this PAC to support Trump. It's now being investigated in Michigan because, of course, it is. Political Action Committee, created and funded by billionaire Elon Musk, is being investigated by the Michigan Secretary of State over its efforts to collect voter data. I'm telling you, I get why Musk is doing it the way that he is. He's a very smart dude. And he is just like Alex Jones, right? It's like, if you don't do things exactly right, they will destroy you. If you don't pay too much in taxes, if you do anything, even color out slightly outside of the lines, they're going to crush you with the weight of a thousand tons. Meanwhile, Act Blue is, you know, registering 50,000 donations by one unemployed retired lady. She donated $2 million this month, and it's like, that's not being investigated. But Elon Musk's PAC is. Just like the migrants storming across the border, they're having their background check waived, while Tulsi Gabbard is being followed around by air marshals. It's anarcho-tyranny. Run wild. Pelosi says the U.S. should add Biden to Mount Rushmore. I agree. I mean, not his statue, but like maybe we can just leave him up there. Maybe we can just put old Biden up on top of Mount Rushmore. And the crows can have him. The 81-year-old commander-in-chief is such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president, she quipped on CBS Sunday morning. You have Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. Don't take him down, but you could add Biden. Yeah. It would be funny. You'd have to choose his dementia face. That'd be Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln, and then just some confused old man on the side. What? Am I a mountain? When did I become a mountain? And you know, like obviously the point of this is just like I don't know. I mean, the Democrats, they're just, it's like, I don't know, man. It's so, they're so weird. They really are just weird. I mean, that must be why they came out with this whole J.D. Vance and Trump are weird thing, because, like, clearly these people are very weird. Nancy Pelosi was behind Biden's ouster, right? Like, she got him to step down. They don't need to be this weird. They can just say, look, you know, Biden's getting kind of up there. He's getting kind of old. He was an okay pres. He was all right, you know. He did some good things. They can list the things that they like. They can't just do that. They have to be like, actually, he should be cast in gold and should reign forever. We should upload his consciousness to a computer. He's so brilliant. He's so smart. He's so on top of things. And it's just like, just be normal. Just not everything has to be this person is either an idiot and a traitor and a Russian puppet and he should be shot in the head, or he's a god, a angel among us who must never be criticized even in the slightest. Like, this is just the way their minds work, and I don't get it. I don't get it. Obviously, I think I speak for all of us. Donald Trump should and will be on Mount Rushmore before we're done with this. Before this whole thing's over, we will actually honor the modern Cincinnatus, the modern George Washington, the private citizen who gave up his life of wealth and luxury and leisure to take on the demons tearing us down from the inside. If anyone deserves to be honored like that, it is, in fact, Donald Trump. I didn't actually read this. President Trump, 78, has previously suggested he deserves to be on Mount Rushmore, quipping, sounds like a good idea to me, when asked about the possibility. But he denied a report that his administration once reached out to Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to try to make it happen. It's like, we say it as like a joke. It's like someone's like, someone says you should be on Mount Rushmore. And Trump's like, yeah, it'd be great. I like that. Yeah, put me up there. That's good. But then they're spreading these rumors that Trump really is getting in contact with them. No, we don't do that. No, that's you people. You people are the crazy sycophants who actually probably are, like, trying to get President Biden. I mean, you're also trying to blow up Mount Rushmore in total. All I'll say is that if I was in charge, Mount Rushmore would be completed once and for all. It's a shame it's only their bust. It should be full-fledged, full-body statues towering over the rolling hills of the Midwest. It's a shame it was never finished. It really is. All right, we'll go out to your phone calls here in the final minutes. Just want to see if there's anything else that I haven't quite gotten to. I feel like I've spent enough time on the protests, although there's so much more still to say. But we'll move on for now. We'll go to... let's go to BS Assassin in New York. Thanks for calling in, BS Assassin. We got about a minute left. You're on the air.
What's up, buddy? Yeah, you caught me in the store over here. But, yeah, so last night, my buddy's girl was out. She's a tough girl, man, tough Irish-Italian girl. She was over in Astoria, Queens out there, and she said that the migrants were out of control, grabbing girls, trying to get them in their cars. And this is a tough girl, man. She could handle her own. And she had to get out of there. And then her cousin wind up staying there with her other cousin, a guy cousin and a girl cousin. He wind up getting jumped protecting her from guys trying to pull her. Thank God they got out of there. You know what I mean? And this girl's tough, man. So if this is coming from her, it's no joke. I just want to warn everybody what they do now. Now all these clubs out there now, they start letting underage kids in there so they can be preyed on. So everybody watch your kids over in Astoria, Queens, and that's anywhere. Any place where they're allowing underage people, they're going to be preyed upon. So everybody watch out, all right?
Yeah, that's very disturbing. Is this the first time you've seen something like this? Like, I'm wondering if this is you're just noticing it for the first time or if things are getting worse.
This is the first time that she goes out all the time, right? I stop going out. I get into fights every time I go out. But she goes out all the time. It's the first time that she's reporting that it was just out of control. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, It's happening everywhere, folks. This is what happens when you drift away. When you drift away from the foundational principles of just like what your country is and who your people are, there's just going to be parts of our country that are no-go zones. And there already are to some extent. But gone. Gone is the world where being in a first world country meant you could, like, go out at night and not be harassed and assaulted. Carry a gun if you can. Sorry, New York. You guys voted not to. Thanks for being with us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, August 5th, 2024.